It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Police are still looking for a suspect, but have a person of interest in custody following a shooting in Kensington that saw a woman get killed by a stray bullet in her house. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the latest.
Philadelphia police went to Crystal Street near its intersection with Ontario Street a little after 1 on Friday afternoon, responding to a report of a person with a gun. When they got there, police say officers found a shooting scene, and that one victim, the 59-year-old woman, was transported to nearby St. Christopher's Hospital. The woman was pronounced dead around 1:45. The initial investigation has revealed that it started with a fight between teenage girls on nearby Tampa Street. Police say at some point a white vehicle arrived, an offender got out and fired a shot at the group of teenagers. The teens fled onto Ontario Street, where police say the offender fired another shot at them. The victim, who was sitting on the porch of her house on Crystal Street at the time, heard the shots and fled inside her home, followed by the group of teenagers. Authorities say the offender then fired 2 shots into the victim's home, striking her as she was going to the second floor. The offender then fled the scene. Information given to police about the offender's vehicle allowed them to trace it to a house in Castor Gardens, where they found it parked behind a house on St. Vincent Street. The owner of the vehicle was taken into custody at the house, but the suspect, described as a 39-year-old Hispanic male with a stocky build, long beard, red shirt, and dark-colored baseball cap, was not. Police say the investigation is still ongoing.
There were multiple reported homicides in the city overnight. In northeast Philadelphia, police say someone was shot and killed on Kerper Street near Oxford Circle around 3:20 this morning. Police have not identified the victim and have not named a suspect. Our partners at NBC 10 report the victim was shot in the head. Police say an adult black male, identified now only as John Doe, was fatally shot multiple times throughout his body just before 8 last night on North 52nd Street near Overbrook. Police transported him to Penn Presbyterian Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead at 8:05 p.m. Authorities say no weapons have been recovered, no arrests made. The Pennsylvania Senate passed a bipartisan bill aimed at protecting investments in Israel. To explain, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward.
Bucks County Democratic Senator Steve Sanicero is co-prime sponsor of the bill in response to calls for BDS.
BDS, of course, standing for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. The BDS movement began about 20 years ago by Palestinians and other actors in the Middle East that are hostile to Israel.
Co-sponsor Republican State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill says calls for BDS gained steam, especially in protests on college campuses after Israel responded to the Hamas attacks on October 7th.
These protesters want to threaten, to intimidate and bully the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and colleges across the state to divest its investments in Israel. And like Israel, we will not be bullied.
The bill would prohibit holdings in the Pennsylvania State Treasury or Commonwealth pension funds from boycotting or divesting from Israel and companies doing business with Israel. It would also withhold state funding from any institution of higher learning that boycotts or divests from Israel. Critics like Philadelphia Democrat Nikhil Saval say it prohibits a valuable tool of nonviolent protest.
Late fees for overdue books are being forgiven by libraries in Burlington County, and late fees are gone for good starting July 1st. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty with the story.
Late fees can stack up and become a reason why people stop visiting the library, especially for families on the lower end of the income scale.
For customers, for families that are struggling, it became a real access and equity issue.
It was not meant to be, and disproportionately affect them, but it ended up being that way.
Ranjana Das is the director of the Burlington County Library System. She says while they are eliminating late fees, they are not eliminating lost fees for books that are not returned.
We do an automatic renewal so the customer doesn't have to log into their account to renew those items. But, so you've kept the book for 3 months, possibly. We'll be offering a 7-day grace period. Once that 7-day grace period is over, the items will be due back, of course, but then we'll charge a lost fee.
She says the lost fee is forgiven once the book comes back and all the late charges will be eliminated as well. Das says late fees have been about 1% of the library budget, so this new policy won't be a strain financially.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's editorial board has called for Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race. The move comes after publications like the New York Times and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution called for Joe Biden to withdraw. The president slurred his speech and often lost his place in Thursday night's debate. But the Inquirer says, quote, "Lost in the hand-wringing was Donald Trump's lies, hyperbole, bigotry, ignorance, and fear-mongering," unquote. The editorial board called the former President Trump a danger to democracy and said he is unfit for office. While the Inquirer's call stands out, President Biden and his campaign have had to respond to doubts from high-ranking Democrats on the strength of his candidacy. But the Biden camp says he will not drop out, and he showed much more vitality during a campaign rally on Friday. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.